It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so it's time again for another Bible question. Now, we're talking about the time when Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. And at that time, he had sent Esau out to fetch a certain kind of meat to feed to him. But when Rebekah, his wife, heard about that, she sent Jacob out and prepared another kind of meat to deceive Isaac. So what was those two meats? First, the meat that Esau was to prepare, and second, the meat that Rebekah was going to prepare and serve to Isaac by way of Jacob. So that's a confusing question. Two meats, one of Esau, one of Jacob, and what are they? We'll answer that question in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now for our Bible question. What was the meat that Esau brought to Isaac, and what was the meat that Jacob brought to Isaac? Well, the answer is found in Genesis chapter 27, and it's the first part of that chapter. And what it was, Isaac had asked Esau to go fetch for him venison. So Esau brought venison to his father Isaac. But Rebekah, to deceive Isaac, had Jacob go out and fetch two kids of the goats. And so, by Jacob, Rebekah served Isaac this meat from the kids of the goats. Those are young goats. And so venison and the meat of the young goats is the answer to those two questions. You see, at this time, Isaac was trying to bless Esau. That was his favorite son of Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was the favorite son of Rebekah. And this idea of having favorite sons caused problems in that family. And Isaac really should have known better, because the promise had already been told him was going to pass through Jacob. But maybe Isaac thought he could get it to Esau before he died. In trying to get it to Esau, he was going against what he knew God would have him do. Well, Rebekah heard and then tried to deceive him. And she was successful in that, in making him think that Jacob was Esau. And he wound up blessing Jacob instead. And when he found out, he trembled. Well, I bet he would. He'd tried to thwart God's plan, and he shouldn't have done that. Now, you're not going to justify these lies in this story. But still, even though man did wrong, God's will was done. Now, when Esau heard this, he was so angry, he was ready to kill his brother Jacob. And so that's where we're reading, Genesis chapter 27. We're going to read beginning in verse 41, and then we're going to read Genesis 28 and see what happened when Jacob fled from Esau. So here we are, Genesis 27:41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay my brother Jacob." And the words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which he hath done, which thou hast done to him, and I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I bereaved of you both in one day? Genesis 27 and verse 46. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life be to me? And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a company of peoples, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land of thy sojournings which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Paddan Aram. And Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father. And Esau went unto Ishmael, and took, besides the wives he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. Genesis 28:10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took one of the stones of the place, and put it under his head, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, to the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, Jehovah stood above it and said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it unto thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and he said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Genesis 28:18. And Jacob arose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, and Jehovah will be my God, then this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Well, that's the end of Genesis chapter 28. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Genesis 28:15. I am with thee, and will keep thee. whithersoever thou goest. The devotional reading is the 121st Psalm. The inscription to this psalm calls it a song of ascents. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From which cometh my help? My help cometh from Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is thy keeper. Jehovah is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Jehovah will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And so we come in our Sunday school lesson to the geographical notes. And we begin with Beersheba. That is the city that is way south in the land of Canaan where Isaac was now dwelling. Haran was the city of Padan Aram, Genesis 25:20, a cultivated district of Mesopotamia to which Abraham went with his father, Nahor his brother, Lot his nephew, Sarah his wife, and all the substance of his household when he left Ur the Chaldees. It was called the city of Nahor, because Nahor and his family remained there after Abraham and Lot went on to Canaan. And then there's Bethel and Luz. That's the same. Bethel was called Luz at the first. The ancient name was Luz, Genesis 1:23. The man who betrayed Luz into the hands of the Israelites went into the land of the Hittites and built a city and called it by the same name. Bethel means house of God, so named by Jacob. It occupies a prominent place in the history of the Israelites. You might want to look up the places where it is mentioned in the Old Testament. It's about 12 miles north of Jerusalem. Now here's some interesting facts and lessons. When we talk about the birth of Jacob and Esau in the intervening lesson between this and the last one. They were twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac was 40 years old when he was married and 60 years old when Esau and Jacob were born. They were born in answer to prayer, for Rebekah was barren. Before they were born, they struggled together with her, and she said, "If it be so, wherefore do I live?" And she went to inquire of Jehovah, and Jehovah said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. That's found in Genesis chapter 25. That name, Jacob, means supplanter. You know what the New Testament name for Jacob is? Well, it's the name James. In fact, some have thought that the book of James might even better be called the book of Jacob, because it's written to the 12 tribes. And I'm getting off subject there, but that's an interesting thing about the book of James. It's the New Testament name for the old name of Jacob. Now, Esau means hairy. It was having Esau by the heel that suggested Jacob's name as the tripper or the supplanter, and the struggling together in the womb prefigured the struggles between the nations which sprang from these boys. And in our next class, we're going to talk about that struggle. Make sure you stay tuned.